Hey guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm here today in my girl's studio filming my show, How Dope. She invited me all the way to Fort Lauderdale to film with this beautiful guest. I'm so excited to have her on. She's such a rock star, somebody that I absolutely want you guys to hear from. Daniela Climaco is a board certified behavior analyst. By the way, she's actually British. Like, her mother is fully British. I'm so excited by this. Entrepreneur, speaker, podcast host, and founder of Behaviors of NYC and Behaviors of Florida. She is the creator of the Next Level Readiness Program and the Behavioring Method, helping children, families, and women thrive throughout a compassionate, emotionally intelligent approach to behavioral science. Today, we are going to dive into so many topics, and I'm so excited. Welcome to the show, Daniela.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you. I'm absolutely honored.
You're amazing. You're such a G. Like, the kind of girl I love who's like, hey, I'm going to bring you to my studio, film up here.
Welcome.
I love this.
You're already killing
it. So awesome. There's so much I want to talk to you about today. There's so many things on parenting, child development, women and motherhood. And I want to start here. Are parents today over-parenting their children?
Wow. That's a great question. I think that's where women are trying to find this balance between finding themselves, being a good mother.
Yep.
How do they facilitate that without being overbearing? So they're worried about the school, what they're eating, what they're doing, how much screen time. But I think in this day and age, it's so hard with social media to have a position where they feel comfortable, like they're doing it all.
Right.
Because they're just comparing.
Right.
So it's such a loaded question, because you have these incredible women that are really involved, and that is raising their child, and then others who are trying to do too much.
So interesting. You know, I'm a mom, right? Like you are. And you never know what you're doing right. There's no playbook. Nobody ever tells you how to do a diaper.
Yep.
Nobody ever tells you when you're a young mom. I was a young mom when I first had my son. You know, he's 9 now. And it's like, boom. How do I know if I'm doing this right? How do I know if I'm being a good mom? And then I started to realize quality time versus two overbearing moments like that all the time is better.
Yes.
Quality time. And so for some people, if you're a full-time mom and you don't have the option of a nanny, then obviously that's a different conversation.
Right.
However, you may have a partner, a mother, somebody around, but however you do it, I think the most important thing is to have quality time with the babies.
Absolutely. And you know what I always say? You just questioning whether or not you're doing right makes you a good mom.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I mean, you're an expert in this. So I often want to ask you some like random stuff because I have questions about my son. Like I want to ask you like, because you are so good
at this.
How did you get into this? How did you find yourself? And was it before you had your babies or after?
It's a really fascinating story. I didn't even know what behavioral therapy was, what autism was. It was 2009. Autism wasn't a buzzword. I was going to be a lawyer originally, actually. And then I took coursework and realized that I liked the acting portion and hated the law. I love psychology, so I shift majors. And the question came whether or not I wanted to focus on like cognition, which is the brain, or children. And I said, great, I like kids, kind of random. It ended up that the college campus I was on had an Institute for Child Development.
Wow.
So I met a little boy with severe autism, and we connected immediately. There was just something there with our energy, and I wanted to learn more, and I worked with him, and that became my passion, and I followed that path.
So amazing.
And that was way before kids.
Way before kids. What changed for you when you had your own children?
Oh, I love that question. So much changed, because speaking of playbooks, and that's why I wrote my behavioring method.
Right.
Because just because I have the professional background, it's so different when you're a parent.
Right.
Because there's all this emotional involvement. That's your baby and you don't want to, you know. But the truth is, kids love structure.
Wow.
And kids thrive with routine. So once I was able to kind of connect the dots where, hey, I can use my professional world with being a mom, everything just blossomed and it just made sense. And then I was able to really analyze, I guess, put into play what was working for my kids, what wasn't, how to shift. It helped with my partner, how to explain what the child was going through and how we should react or not react. So all the principles that I ended up learning, I was able to therefore apply to my kids. And it did make it easier. It did become almost a playbook. And I was like, wow, this can exist.
So interesting. What is something that you would tell parents to stop doing immediately today?
I love that question. Don't react.
Really?
Yes.
How?
How? It really teaches emotional regulation, us regulating ourselves.
Right.
But also, what I love about behaviorism is everything has a reinforcement or a consequence.
Right.
So if your kid is screaming in the middle of Target, mm-hmm. you saying anything to them is essentially giving them attention and will only ensure that the behavior keeps happening. Mm. So if we wait it out, take a beat, regulate ourselves, give them a moment, come back, everyone kind of regulates, and then you can work it out together. But I think that's the biggest thing, and I'm a culprit. It's, you know, of course you want to say, don't do that. But the more that I have learned also, and I apologize to my kids, I'm human. I shouldn't have snapped at you. Mommy's frustrated. But if we could just take a step back for a minute, and also the other part is not say anything you don't mean. Mm-hmm. So if you're not going to leave the party, don't say you're leaving the party because you better leave the party.
This is the hardest one. I'm going to take your iPad for a month.
That.
And then it's back the next day.
That's right.
What does that do when we do that to our kid?
He just learns that you're not going to stand your ground. You're not going to take it away. You're going to give it back.
So you don't actually fulfill your promises.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. And they learn quick. It's all about patterns.
Oh, no.
Kids pick up on the patterns. They're testing us. That's their job. Really, like we were talking about our young children, these feisty Leos. They're testing us.
Right.
They want to see how far they can push the boundaries. And they remember. They're clocking it.
Okay, question. What is your favorite thing that you get to teach parents and people and your students, your clients? Like, what is that favorite thing that you love to guide and coach on?
For the parent, I love to help them understand their child, where they're at, just to accept their child, who they are, if they have needs, if they don't. I think that is the most fulfilling part of working with families, that I can help them understand what's happening at home, if there's challenges there, what's happening at school, and kind of reframe for them how things can be better and put plans in place. Mm. That's my ideal family. When they follow my plan, it works.
So you're like super nanny.
You know what? Kind of.
Girl, I love it. Where were you 8 years ago? Yes. Oh my God, my son would have tantrums in the middle of the equivalent of Target when we lived in the UK.
Yeah.
But worse, in like, do you know Harrods? Well, you're British.
I love Harrods, of course.
In the middle of Harrods or Selfridges, screaming on the floor, and I would just melt.
Yeah.
I wished I was invisible. It was the most embarrassing moment ever. Yeah. I literally had no idea what to do. I needed you.
Yeah. And so making that change for families.
And knowing what to do.
Correct.
So
you said it. There's no playbook. So that for me is the ideal scenario where I can offer the playbook. A tool. I give parents 12 tools. Pick one. See what works. Let's work it out together. But it just gives, it takes the burden off of them. And that's what I love the most.
So do you go into clients, you know, is it one-on-one clients or is it kind of, I know you help with like other amazing things like getting kids into the top schools. That is the most sought after thing. We love this.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Sure. The beauty is I really tailor it to the family's needs, to the child's need. We go into the schools, we go into the homes, we do community work. Like I just said, maybe they need help. How do you behave in a supermarket? How do you behave at Target? What's the expectation there?
Right.
And I think just as much as parents feel like we are expected to perform, kids feel that way. But you're expecting something from a three-year-old that they don't understand the social expectation. So who's teaching them?
Right.
So I think that is really where I try to make that connection.
Yes.
That, like you said, for kids that are thriving, they're academically brilliant, but they just need help with routines, what we call executive functioning, how to sit nicely in a classroom, how to listen to the teacher, how to pack their things up on their own. These small little tidbits that we just take for granted that we can do that they need help with, and then they can thrive and move on to the next top Ivy League.
So good.
Yeah.
And you watch these kids go up and go,
yeah. Wow. I always check in. And also, listen, we all go through different seasons in our families, our kids, different developmental points, things change. So I always check in with them, what's happening here, different social situations happen.
Right.
Then we can target that. So once you're in the school, how do we make sure you're thriving? Mm. So we can target whatever the need is.
So good.
And it's just, it's tailored. It can be one-on-one. We can add other professionals, occupational therapists. So if there's any kind of body regulation, I mean, there's all these things that we don't think of that I was fortunate enough to go to school for, but moms don't have that. So I love talking to other moms and say, there is a way that we can work on this.
I love that.
Because it gives us hope. Oh. And that's all moms want.
That's all we want, girl. Yes. That's all we want. Why is there so much anxiety raising amongst children?
I'll ask you a question. Is it the anxiety with the parents or the kids?
Probably both.
It is both. It's again, us with the regulation. So the kids having anxiety. And as a mom, we want our kid to thrive.
Right.
We want to help them. But then in turn gives us anxiety because it goes back to, am I doing the right thing? Am I going to help my kid succeed or am I messing up here? There's always the questions. Is it right or wrong? But the answer is there is no right or wrong.
There is no right.
And all we can do, honestly, is show them how we can be there for them, soothe them, be a support system. I'm here for you. Let's talk about what your emotions look like. And I have a six-year-old that is the most wonderful, emotional, in touch little gentleman, I like to call him. And we go through what he's feeling. Like if we go to a market and I see in his face, he's looking around about to like lose it. I explain to him, honey, you're feeling overwhelmed. And then we go through what is overwhelmed feel like? What does it look like? So I think anxiety really comes from a beautiful thing that was told to me. Anxiety is you not honoring your feelings. So if you're in touch with what's happening and you can kind of rationalize together the mom and the child, you both get through it. And you're your support system. It's okay to have anxiety, but you know that you're there together. And that's the most beautiful thing you can offer.
So I read this thing the other day.
Okay.
And I thought, now I know why I learned about it in advance of meeting you, which is so amazing. There's certain tribes that before bed, at the end of the day, they sit around the fire with their parent or parents, and they talk about the things that didn't go right that day, the things they weren't proud of, the things that they felt, the things that they want to release. And that heals instantly the wound.
I love that so much.
And soothes the issues that they were facing. Because so many times our kids go through something at school, we don't even know about it.
It's true.
Or they go through something and then they don't have a space to express.
Yes.
Before I go to bed with my son, I do this one thing, which I have learned apparently gives them a better night's sleep and helps them the next day.
I love it.
You'll be able to tell me. And I ask him this. I say, son, what are you most proud of today?
I love that.
Now, a lot of the time my son's like getting out of school early, but whatever. He's still having a chance to talk about, and gradually we're getting there where he's talking about, oh, I did really well on my math test. I got this.
I love that. I think that you nailed it. What you're doing with your son is incredible. I think also the beauty of what you just said is in this day and age, there's so much competition and it's always, you know, I want to be the best, or how did you do, like you said, in the test, or are you an athlete? Are you the best? But how do you teach kids to lose, for example, or come in second best and still honor that they're still wonderful, that they can try again, they're not a failure? So the first part of what you said is that learning how to sit with you know, disappointment, frustration. That is such a skill to learn. Even as a grown-up, yes. I'm still learning that. How do I not be defensive? Yes, I made a mistake and that's okay.
Right.
Because that shows you can overcome failure.
Right.
So I love how you ask him what he's proud of. Other things that I think are incredible that I do the same with my son as soon as I pick him up. What was something special that happened today?
Wow.
Something that was fun. Something that was challenging. What friend did you play with? And then you get them to kind of recap on their day and slowly they'll be able to do it on their own. Mm. But a lot of times kids are just, it's a whirlwind their whole day. Right. So you're asking them, you know, this, what happened today? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, every time. It's always, I don't know.
I don't know. And so if I break it down with them, well, tell me what happened in reading or what was your favorite thing? What made you excited? Those are all incredible questions because you're helping them, again, learn their emotions, regulate, and reflect.
Yeah.
What a beautiful skill to learn how to reflect.
So true.
Yes.
Ooh, I love this girl. Okay, so for a new mom out there today who is struggling, nervous, doesn't know if she's doing it right, what would you tell her?
You're doing amazing. Always, I tell every mom, again, to your point, that asks the question, I need help, or am I doing this right? Mm-hmm. That's the first step. That is doing it right. Just caring enough to be a good mom is so special. And then you'll learn. Trial and error. No one's perfect. No one. Not me, not any professional, not the top psychologist in the world. We all mess up and that's okay. I think that's the beauty. The forgiveness in, okay, maybe I'll do that different next time, is the biggest key that I offer to all my families. Try it. It didn't work. That's okay. We'll try something else. Mm-hmm. But what an incredible way to live. And I've really learned through my own healing and being with kids and working with other parents. Okay, that didn't work. We'll forgive ourselves. Dust yourself off, as they say, and you'll try again next time. No guilt, no remorse. I'm human. Mm-hmm. I made a mistake and it's okay. And you're learning and your kids are learning and it's so much more fulfilling that way.
Oh, I see why you're the top expert in this, girl. You're amazing. I'm like, oh my God, I've got so many ideas running through my mind. You're so great at helping people with this. Like I can see like, oh, wow, I have another question for her. This is so good because we don't even realize that there's people like you out there who could help. It's just about asking for help.
Yes.
But finding someone good.
It's difficult because I actually started noticing that the more that I started putting myself out there on my podcast and speaking and talking about behaviors, my company and being a behavior analyst, so many women are like, I didn't even know you did that. You can help me with my child. Why aren't we talking about that? And twofold, I'm like, yeah, I can help you. Yes, let's talk about it. Mom to mom. And that's the beauty of being a mom also because parents get that tender touch from a mom.
Absolutely, yes.
But there's that. It's exactly what you said. Making it known that, yes, we are available. That there doesn't need to be a diagnosis. There doesn't need to be, quote unquote, something wrong. We can just be there, people like me, professionals, just to support you.
Right.
Bounce ideas off of.
Yeah, it's this like having happened. A coach yes. in an area. You need an accountability partner.
That's it.
Sometimes it's not your husband you want to talk to about it. Or maybe there is no husband. Or maybe there is, but you don't feel like you want him to kind of, he doesn't get it. He's like, you should just be able to handle it.
There's that. There's also husbands that don't know either. And then you're both kind of sitting there together.
That's nice. That's nice when you're in it together.
What are we doing? Happens to me all the time.
Really?
You know, let's analyze what happened with Oliver, for example.
Right.
Oliver is delicious by every means, but he will pet. If there's a button to press, he's pushing it. So we have to sit down and talk about how do we react, how we don't react, what mom should do versus what dad should do also. Because there's that, especially for boys, there's different there. I'm not going to teach skills about how to be a man to my son. Mm. So there's just so many skills that can be taught to any family dynamic, because you're absolutely right. The mom who's slaying it and doing it on their own, they need different type of support. if the dad is, you know, present, but also a lot of men just want help as well. They don't ask for it, but there's that vulnerability there.
Do you have like single dad clients sometimes?
Oh yeah, that happens too, of course. Wow. Actually, I love that you say that because yes, and they are asking the same questions. Am I doing this right? Is this the right placement for them? Is this the right school for them? What else can I do? And that's the best the question that you can ask.
What signs does a child show that they're struggling emotionally?
I love that. Meltdowns. But also the child who is very shy, kind of retracting, doesn't really want to talk about it, clingy. So there's it's twofold because that is what we call separation anxiety. So to me, that is an automatic red flag, meaning that they don't have the emotional skills or regulation to feel confident to go and do something, try something, be with other kids, leave their parents' side and be independent. So that's a sign that there needs more emotional intelligence, I like to call it, because they can learn. They just need some help. And then the other kids that at every moment are screaming, yelling, falling on the floor in Harrods, kicking, biting. And a lot of that is so typical. There is a lot of development to that. But it's how do we catch it at the right age so that we can help them through it and be essentially better children, teenagers, adults. So it's about just observing and catching it at the right time. I think that's really the key.
Why do some children struggle in school while others just don't?
That's another great question. Some of them struggle academically, and they are covering it up by being what we call the class clown. So a lot of the times when parents are like, well, my kid's misbehaving, I like to look at, well, what else is happening? How is he feeling? Is he kind of deflecting this, I don't know the math problem, and I don't feel worthy enough to be in class with everyone, so I'll make everyone laugh so they like me. So there's that. There's this finding about your child. And then there are some kids that thrive academically, but not socially. They don't know how to make friends. They don't know how to sit in a group. So it's such a loaded question because every kid could have a different struggle in school. Some of them are school people. I'm a school person. I like the structure of school. And then my husband hates school. Entrepreneur, I don't want to be here. I want nothing to do with school. So there's that nature versus nurture as well.
Wow. I got so many things to ask you, and I know we're on such a time frame, but I'm just going to get through as many things as we can because I know the audience is going to love this stuff. Why do mothers feel so overwhelmed?
Societal expectations, social media. That's really what it comes down to because you can find the most incredible women to follow that will tell you the raw, the ugly, the beautiful, and make you feel seen. And then you have the social media women that, before they get on camera at 5 a.m., do a full face of makeup and, good morning, everyone. What a beautiful day.
Right.
And that's not reality. Right. And that feels lonely.
I'm glad you're talking about this because I literally see some women online who are like the perceived perfect mom. And I know that that shot took 15 takes to get with your child saying, good morning, mama, in the exact way you wanted at that exact moment, unless it was fluke. And the way she looks so perfect in her dress, her heels, making breakfast, like baby in hand, not throwing up. Like,
absolutely.
How?
It's incredible because it's probably one of my favorite topics when I speak to women in my podcast because there's no such thing as this bounce back mentality. And I think a lot of that's where it starts. Out of the baby's out of the womb, and the mother's expectation is to be hot, handle it all, cook dinner, get them into the preschool, which out of the womb, you're already applying to preschool these days, and get everything done. Go to the gym, you feel good about themselves, put on the makeup.
And be there for your husband if you have one.
And be there and be a good wife on top of it, exactly. The answer is that no, we can't do it all and we should not be expected to do it all. The most incredible thing that I personally have learned this year is we only have so much capacity, all of us. don't add on unless you can take off. Mm. And women need to understand that it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to have a hard day. It's okay to feel like crap.
It is okay.
It is so okay. It's still, it shows again your kids that you're human. Mama has a hard day. How can you help me? I love asking my kids, I'm having a hard time. How can you help me? What can we do? Let's have a dance party. Let's make something. Let's right. do something. But again, you're showing them, oh, you don't have to feel happy all the time. No, we're not all happy. We shouldn't be. That's why we have all these emotions. We can cycle through them. And you can be a strong, confident, beautiful woman, however that looks. Makeup, no makeup. Hair done, hair not done. Some women look sick in a, you know, their workout uniforms and they love it. It's what makes you happy. I think it's what makes you feel strong. So whatever that is, if you have to turn off the phone, it happens to me all the time. I'm like, I can't follow this person. I unfollow all the time.
Right.
But that's where we are. And so there's so much beauty in podcasts and social media and in seeing other women. But you asked an incredible question. How do we know who to follow? Where do we find those people? That's really the key.
Wow. I'm sure there's ones out there who are raw. We need more of those. Like, I love seeing the raw when the woman's like, this is the craziest day. I'm going through this. Like, it makes me feel like I'm human and yes. she's human.
And you feel seen.
Yeah, I feel seen. I'm like, we're all in this.
Yes.
But I know there are some who literally make their money off, you know, the mummy influencing and mummy and baby, and they have to be seen only like that. And those are the ones where you have to recognize that's how she makes her money. We freaking love it. It's so beautiful. I'm going to follow this girl over here for the real of like, you know, here's the parenting tips that nobody talks about. That's here's right. the stuff that I went through today. Like, you know, nobody is there for you. I'm a single mom. Nobody is there for you at 3 a.m. when your baby needs Tylenol every 4 to 6 hours.
God bless you.
When you are up all night with them, nobody else is there for you. Nobody sees nope. those moments. And then you're on stage or on a podcast, interview, whatever you're doing a few hours later.
That's right.
Nobody sees what really goes on.
No way.
And that's why when I go through those moments, I'm like, I love you. And what I do is I actually tell myself, and I don't know if this helps anybody, I don't know who this is for. When I'm going through a moment with my kids and I know, oh my God, my phone is over there and I know I need to go and send 3 emails, I'll get a pen and paper and I'll write down the bit of pen and paper, the thing that I need to do once the child is in bed, whatever yes. it is. And I know that right now I am playing mom and I say, I am stepping in to the character that. Of mom. Let's go. And I'm all in. I've written my notes on my paper and I'm all in here. We're reading the book. We're doing the bath. You're going to scream. No problem. Because I'm playing mom. So how does mom be? And that is something that has helped me through some really tough situations.
That's incredible advice. You definitely Thank you. Helped. Your question, how did I help oh. everyone? Because we're all going through that. Even if right. you have a partner,
yeah.
the one who gives birth is the one whose hormones are crashing, who needs to balance not being able to sleep, that emotional connection right. that right. even the best dads can't understand. It is all the mom. And the more that we recognize that, like you do, I love that you hugged yourself. I think that's so important.
All the time. Self like, I love you. Love. So good.
Yes. More of that. I more love of that so much. I, you know, I try to do that all the time, but more of
First
that.
First thing I do when I wake up in the morning, I lay back, I'm on the bed. I'm like, I love you, Natasha. I love you so much.
That's
and I'm like,
so we're back. Empowering.
You know, when you wake up, you're like, I'm like, beautiful. I'm just in love with me.
I love that.
I don't need to hug someone else. I'm with me first.
I'm like,
I love you. And I hug my organs and I hug my body. And I'm like, the same way I give that love to my baby.
Correct.
It's the best cuddle in the morning, isn't it, with your babies?
I love that advice.
But I do it to myself yes. first because we are the baby of our yes. life.
And you fill your own cup that way. That's incredible.
Yes.
I think there's that too, that we as women need to, whatever that looks like, fill your own cup up.
Amen.
If that's going for a walk, that's going to the spa. If that's doing nothing, sitting in silence in your car, that's okay too.
Oh, girl, we know all about that one. I love
it's
sitting
in It's my favorite.
Oh, you like that too?
I turn on yeah. nothing. I yeah. want no noise.
No noise. No music.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh. Quiet.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not going crazy
no,
out here.
No, it's the best. And you know what? That's so beautiful also because it shows that we're able to sit with our thoughts.
Yeah.
Sit with our emotions. So unpack. Good. Sometimes there's just so much chatter. There's so much input. We just need to unpack quietly or just sit and be. It's such a skill just to be.
It's so nice.
It's so nice. And you know, you made an incredible point, but I had like a brainwave to these women. And again, I clap for every woman. I know that we have what we call the observers, the lurkers, those that are not liking. That's okay. So I try to be there. Go, Natasha.
Yes.
Go, like everything that you're doing. So the women that are, that's their job, like you said, showing up to be beautiful. Imagine if there was the behind the scene. Look at everything I needed to do to show up for you, my audience, to buy my products. But imagine if they connected at that level, that look at all the work goes into it, how much more respect they would have than just, oh, I'm beautiful every day and life is perfect.
Right.
Because that's not reality. And that, again, is lonely. That's all I ever hear from moms, how lonely it is.
Oh, no, it is such a lonely journey. When I was on Mother's Day recently, everyone else was out. Their husbands were celebrating them. I was alone with my kids and I loved it, but I felt the loneliness so heavy. And I know it'll speak to someone today. And you see on my Instagram all my beautiful things for my kids because they made them at school and my nanny made it with my babies and all the cutest things. But when you're alone sitting there and people are like, I hope you had a beautiful Mother's Day, I'm thinking, I know, it's funny. So many of y'all are out there and you're being loved on. And I'm like, it's okay, I'm not in that season, but I'm loved on with my kids.
100%.
And I just sit and I'm like, I'm just celebrating being a mom.
I love that. I'm and just every celebrating Mother's it. Day.
Right.
That's the truth.
Right.
Every
and then
day.
I took myself to a massage about a week later and yes. I said that was my treat to myself.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
You deserve that. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Take care of yourself. Fill up your own cup. And you know what the truth is? Every time that your kid gives you a hug and tells you you love them, you've won. You are the best mom that you can be for your kids, and that's all you need.
So beautiful. Oh, girl, I could do this all day with you. Can we play a quick fun game at
the
end?
I would love to.
All right, we do this at the end of every show. It's our rapid fire round of questions. First thing that comes to your mind, don't think about it. Motherhood or entrepreneurship?
Motherhood.
One parenting myth you'd love to end?
We know it all.
Best way to balance entrepreneurship, building a business, and motherhood?
They can exist together.
Ooh, coexisting. Most underrated parenting skill?
Listening.
One word every child needs to hear more often?
I love you.
Ooh. Discipline or connection first?
Connection.
Biggest lesson motherhood taught you?
Strength.
One daily habit that changes families?
Put on a smile even if you don't mean it.
What does success mean to you?
Happiness. Fulfillment.
And I ask everyone this question at the end of the show. If life was a movie, what would the title of yours be?
I'm Worthy.
Oh, girl, yes, I love that. Guys, today has been so powerful. If a parent listening today feels overwhelmed, exhausted, and worried, they're not doing enough, what would you want them to remember before this episode ends?
That they are enough, that there are people and tools that can be used. I have my behavioring method that gives the tools that's needed. You can find it at behavioringmethod.com.
Wow.
Reach out, ask for help, put it out there, put it on social media. I need help. You could imagine Facebook is the best tool. I am struggling. Every mom will show up for you. Talking about being lonely, they will show up for you with ideas, places to look, people to find, people like myself. But there is a support system. And I think if we really dig deep and we become vulnerable and we connect to other women like this, we'll find what we need.
Amen. Beautiful. You are so inspirational. I truly wish the best for you. You're such an amazing woman. Guys, if you've enjoyed today's show as much as I have, go follow this incredible queen. She's awesome. Share this with a friend. If there's someone out there today that you know needs this, maybe they're a mom, they're struggling, they're sad, they're going through something, which pretty much means all of us, because I don't know a single mom that's not going through something. In fact, a person that's not going through something. Unicorn, absolutely. Man, woman, whatever you are, someone that's is right. going through something.
Absolutely.
Girl, what's your Instagram and where someone can find you?
Absolutely. So my Instagram is daniela.s.climaco. And in there you can find season.podcast, which is my podcast IG, behaviors.nyc.fl, which is for my behaviors program, thebehavioringmethod.com, and nextlevelreadiness.com. where they can get all the resources, reach out to me. I would love to help.
We love it. So beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. You guys, we'll see you again more for next.
Thank you. Bye.